It's time.
Yo, dude.
For the Gleazy Report.
Oh my God, I love Joe.
Gleazy Report.
That's my boy.
With Joe Claire.
Yo!
You show is ugly.
It's time for the Gleazy Report with Joe Claire on the Frank Ski Show.
Today's Gleazy Report is brought to you by Apollo Nita and the Federal Bureau of Investigations, whose motto is, tell us what you know, and we'll go easy on you. And somebody got a great testimony news. Our girl Sherry Shepherd hasn't been having the best year. Her ex-husband and current and estranged husband are suing her.
What?
The ex is suing for reconsideration of their custody agreement. The estranged husband is suing for divorce and custody of their unborn child by surrogate. What the hell? Who are these people? How you suing for an unborn baby? Don't you want the baby to have a good vibe when it comes to the earth? Jesus. On top of all that, she is leaving The View on August 7th after being told her contract wasn't being renewed. And then last weekend, to add insult to injury, she was served papers at guess where? The Essence Festival. Who gets served papers at the Essence Festival? I mean, that's just cold-blooded. That's like when they caught Ray Charles with them drugs coming across the border. That's like when they locked Chuck Berry up. Come on, Frank. She was about to go on stage at the Essence Festival to make some money to pay these dudes, and these cats served her with papers. That seems like a catty move to me.
Yes.
I mean, that sounds like it's a little light in the ass, if you will. Men don't do that. Come on, man. The woman trying to make some money so she can pay you. How you gonna send them in there to serve her papers right before she go on stage? You sound like a...
Wait for it.
Well, you know what you sound like, man. In Massa Ain't Finished Yet news, Donald Sterling snuck into the courthouse today, dodging reporters and photographers outside, and took a seat for his trial. The trial is to determine who gets to sell the Clippers. I thought the Clippers was already sold. We thought that deal was done, but old Massa got him some papers that say Miss Shelley ain't no good team-selling woman. Shelley Sterling was also in court. She didn't hide, and she silently walked into the court earlier this morning. Now, Donald Sterling told the court he believes he could strike a better deal than Shelley for the Clippers, saying he knows a little something about running a corporation, and could fetch between $2.5 and $5 billion for the workers, for the team. I thought this court case was all said and done, but apparently the cold, dead hand of Massa Sterling ain't turned loose nothing yet. So still pray for them players over there in the Clippers. I know it's hard playing in burlap. That's the Gleazy Report, and I am off to happy hour.
It's the Gleazy Report with Joe Claire and the Frank Ski Show on a station that sounds like Washington. WHUR.